With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Well, there's been lots of talk about ending the bloodshed in Ukraine. It hasn't happened yet. The latest Russian attack on civilians has left at least 21 people dead.
Ukraine's president and a regional official say a lethal glide bomb has struck a village in eastern Ukraine as pensions are being distributed to older people. Volodymyr Zelensky says in a post on Telegram that the bomb hit the village of Yarova in the Donetsk region. He called the attack frankly brutal. He's urging the international community to make Russia pay economically for its invasion through additional sanctions. Glide bombs are retrofitted Soviet weapons that have laid waste to eastern Ukraine for months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel's military is giving civilians in Gaza City a heads up, urging them to get out of town without delay. Since Hamas refuses to release the remaining hostages and lay down its arms, Israel plans to ramp up its military offensive in the northern Gaza City. The aim is to completely and totally destroy Hamas. The Trump administration is not allowing Chicago status as a so-called sanctuary city to stop the enforcement of federal immigration law.
According to the Department of Homeland Security, the ICE operation will go after people who don't have legal permission to live in the U.S. and who have criminal records. Illinois' governor says the operation is more about scaring people than public safety.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. What can you do for America? The Trump administration encourages you to pray. Announcing the launch of the America Prays Initiative, the Trump team says the goal is to have 1 million people raising up the nation in prayer each week. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher. The Dow futures are up 39 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 50 points. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Massachusetts.
A Christian couple has filed suit against the state because they are being barred from serving as foster parents. In Massachusetts, all prospective foster moms and dads must now let the children in their care live as the opposite sex if they wish to. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the couple and says, quote, Massachusetts is putting its ideological agenda ahead of the needs of suffering kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has written a new book entitled Listening to the Law. She was one of the five justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade, and in the book she explains her reasoning. Barrett says when it comes to abortion, the court must leave the matter to the democratic process, which requires citizens to persuade one another rather than a handful of Supreme Court justices. Along with other justices, she received death threats following the court's decision on Roe in 2022. This is SRN News. Israel responds to both a deadly shooting and to attacks by Houthi drones. We get the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israeli security forces have sealed access to the villages neighboring Jerusalem that were home to the two terrorists who shot up a city bus in the capital on Monday, killing at least six and wounding scores of others. Although the shooters were neutralized by a gun-licensed civilian and a soldier, officials are scrutinizing the area, interrogating family and neighbors. Officials are concerned by the ability of a Houthi-fired drone to penetrate Israeli airspace undetected for 20 minutes before detonating at Israel's southernmost airport, inflicting shrapnel wounds on several persons. The pace grew on Monday, with three drones fired by the Iranian-backed terrorists failing to reach their target. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.